11, and now we come to what's on, or entertainment, as they're calling it in the paper. Festive sparkle with cathedral carols. Audiences in Exeter can start Christmas in sparkling style as Exeter Philharmonic Choir brings its signature sound to the festive season in the atmospheric setting of Exeter Cathedral next week. Winter nights are the perfect time to share the joys of Christmas music, and the choir's two nights of carols in Exeter Cathedral on December the 16th and 17th offer a magical way to get into the festive spirit. Audience members will also have their own special part to play, singing familiar carols with gusto, while Exeter Philharmonic Choir sprinkles its customary stardust with festive melodies. The season of Advent is also a time for charitable giving. This year, the carol concerts will support the vital work of Exeter Leukemia Fund, and the choir is delighted to welcome ELF's Chief Executive, Molly Southwood, as special guest speaker. Tickets for the 7pm concert are priced from £13 and can be booked online at exeterphilharmonic.org.uk or by telephone on 0333 666 3366. A panto to wake you from your slumbers. Torquay's Princess Theatre kicks off its annual pantomime tomorrow night, Friday, December the 12th, when its sparkling production of Sleeping Beauty takes to the stage. This Christmas extravaganza is filled with music, dazzling costumes, oodles of humour, and, of course, audience participation and stars EastEnders soap favourite and Strictly Come Dancing finalist Emma Barton as the wickedly enchanting Carabosse, the witch who is craving revenge. Tickets for the show, which runs until January the 3rd, can be booked at the Abbey News website, www.atgtickets.com, and there is a phone number, which is 0333 009 6690. Up close and personal with Denise. Join the fabulous Denise van Outen for an unforgettable night of music, laughter and stories from her dazzling career when she brings her touring show, An Evening with Denise van Outen, to South Devon's Babbican Theatre early next year. Tickets for the show on March the 7th can be booked at the box office on 01803 328 385. I'm sure we'll be learning a little bit more about that nearer the time. Bringing the untamed world to a theatre near you. Due to phenomenal demand, award-winning wildlife photographer and filmmaker Gordon Buchanan will hit the road again in 2026, continuing the success of his biggest ever live tour, Lions and Tigers and Bears. He will be visiting Exeter's Corn Exchange on January the 28th, where he will recount thrilling encounters with pandas, grizzlies, tigers, jaguars and more. Learn about the heart-stopping moments, the mud, the sweat and tears, and the tender interactions that have shaped his extraordinary career. For ticket details, you can visit exetercornexchange.co.uk, and there is a phone number, which is 01392 665 938. And where the streets are paved with panto gold. Theatre Royal Plymouth and Crossroads Pantomimes are gearing up for another spectacular festive season as Dick Whittington prepares to venture seek his fortune at the TRP from tomorrow, Friday, December the 12th. Entertainer and well-known star of primetime television, Shane Ritchie, will be leading the cast as the quick-witted Dick Whittington. Acclaimed for his charismatic on-screen presence, Shane is no stranger to pantomime, having delighted Plymouth audiences back in 2022 in the hugely successful production of Sleeping Beauty. Dick Whittington runs at the TRP until January the 10th. And for ticket details and curtain ups, see the venue's website. Unfortunately, they haven't given it me, but I do have a phone number, which is 01752 267 222. And finally, this is something that's going to be happening in 2027. This winning traitor can never say too much. Get your diaries ready for 2027 as Alan Carr's back on tour, and this time his lips are unsealed. And he will be visiting Torquay's Princess Theatre on October the 7th and then Plymouth Pavilions on October the 8th and 9th. And for ticket details, you can ring the theatre on 0333 009 6690. And that concludes entertainment for this week.